So I think the first one that I can really think of was winning something called the Challenger Series, which was pretty much the only way that you could get into F1 esports. That was back in 2019. That was before I moved to the PC console, so it was back on Xbox. That's probably my earliest achievement that I can remember. And then since then, notable achievements have just been taking pole position in Imola in 2021. And then this season recently was my most successful season. So just on the up, really.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Track Limits podcast. We are here in Montreal with an incredibly special guest, a new addition to the Red Bull esports team, Josh Ito. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Of course. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Doing good? Yeah. First time in Montreal? Or
yeah, first time.
How do you like it so far?
It's pretty hectic, but it's been good so far. Yeah.
It's only been a day.
Exactly, but yeah, it's been pretty hectic so far.
Have you ever been to Canada anywhere else?
No, never. First time in Canada.
All right, well, welcome to the land of the free, as we say in our national...
Bold.
Is that bold? Oh, God.
That's bold.
We can take the podcast in like a political direction, can you imagine? No. Anyways, we have a few minutes here with you, and I think we want to break up our entire segment here into general questions, learning a little bit more about you, and then a rapid-fire round, mini-rapid-fire round.
That's fine. Yeah,
and we're going to ensure that you're quick... As quick as you are, hopefully, on the sim with your answers, which would be pretty fun.
He showed us today.
Oh, yeah,
how
he did.
He was.
I mean, but Mikey was pretty close.
Yeah, he almost.
I wasn't trying.
Shots fired. Okay.
So, why don't you tell us in about 30 seconds? I mean, it might be a little bit tough. You've done quite a bit, but 30 seconds, just give us a bit of a snapshot into what are some of the main accomplishments you're really proud about in your career so far.
So I think the first one that I can really think of was winning something called the Challenger Series, which was pretty much the only way that you could get into F1 esports. That was back in 2019. That was before I moved to the PC console, so it was back on Xbox. That's probably my earliest achievement that I can remember. And then since then, notable achievements have just been taking pole position in Imola in 2021.
Nice.
And then this season recently was my most successful season. So just on the up, really.
Yeah. And what does your day today look like now that you're preparing for the esports season coming up in a few months?
So when the new game comes out around about the summer of every year, things start to really pick up. And we can expect practice anywhere from 6 to 8 hours a day.
Cool.
It's quite stressful, but... After that, you get a good off season where you can just relax and chill. So it's not too bad, yeah.
But you're probably still practicing.
Clearly, he is. Yeah.
Depends. There's some that do, some that don't. Yeah. Some that like the game, some that don't. So yeah.
Got it.
And what's your opinion on the game? It's still early on, but
But F1 23 for sure has been a big improvement on 22 from the handling. I think the handling is the main thing. Everyone's saying that. It's so much easier to send the car. Everything's just a lot more realistic. It's not extremely difficult to drive the car, just how it should be, to be honest. So, big improvement.
And then take me to like an esports race weekend. You know, what does that actually look like for people who don't know? Like, do you guys go through setups? Do you guys, practice on a Friday and then go into qualifying on Saturday? Like, what does the race weekend look like for you guys?
It's... less of a weekend, I believe it's Wednesday. I can explain from our boot camp.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'd had a boot camp at Red Bull where we had all our drivers together practicing all together in one spot. And then race days are quite long. We start pretty early in the morning. We have a briefing. We just get told the usual stuff about track limits and stuff like that, fair racing.
That's our podcast
name. Man. I like that. Thank you. Appreciate that.
And then we have a practice session. And this usually is a little bit of a delay between each session. So that's what makes it such a long day, just to make sure, F1 have everything ready. So we have some delays and then we go into qualifying and then we get a rest. Well, it's a rest, but in that rest, all the drivers will be practicing their race because we do quality before the race. So they'll be practicing their race base. And then it was towards the evening, actually, that we would do the race live. We'd get to the factory at 9:10 and we'd be done driving about 10 or 9:10. So it's quite a long day on the actual race day itself.
And what do you say to people who say sim racing is not real? We asked the same question to Marcel, and he gave us an interesting answer.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fair to say that it isn't real racing because we are, you know, we're on rigs. But I definitely think that because we're playing a game, it's a little bit disrespected. But generally, I would agree it's not real racing. I'm not in an F1 car. I can respect that, you know, there's... Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
Do you have a desire though to ever get into a real car? We know a lot of people who've taken that leap from sports to real racing.
Interestingly, I'd say no. Mm-hmm. I think from quite a young age, I just accepted that it wasn't going to happen for me. Mm-hmm. I think I know Marcel really wants to get into real racing.
He actually said on our pod he wants to go to Formula One.
Yeah,
I actually, honestly, I love his attitude.
Yeah,
you know, that's great.
Yeah, exactly. But no, for me. Unlike some of the other drivers that I race against, they did karting from young and they were really competitive and serious and they were only stopped because of money, even really if they did have the talent. But whereas for me, since I was a little kid, I was just been playing games, to be honest. And I knew the karting wasn't an option because of money. So I'm not too worried about the real side of things. I'm happy being an esports player.
And what's one thing you would change about esports that you think they're not doing right and it needs to be addressed in the upcoming seasons?
I think in terms of F1 esports, not that it's particularly F1's fault, but it's the fact that we haven't had a LAN since 2019, I believe. Mm-hmm. So one thing that they could do now is take us back to LAN. So, you know, it's just a better environment there for sure. Yeah.
And then in terms of building your brand, I mean, I think a lot of people who get into esports, they typically also start streaming, they start posting content. Do you have an approach to that? You know, how do you normally build your brand outside of even sim racing?
Yeah, so I used to stream quite a lot before, mainly before things got too serious with the Drive Insider. It was more when I was on the come up to esports, I had quite a decent audience following me, my journey getting into an F1 esports team. But then since I've got there, I've kind of started slowing down again. So I definitely like to pick that back up. But yeah, just stuff like streaming, YouTube, all them, the social media. That's what I plan to start doing to build my brand.
And what's your goal for this upcoming season? Is it championships, pools, wins? What is it?
Honestly, I don't think you'll believe me, but it's to win the constructors. I'm really not bothered about because... Okay. Because I know Red Bull have come second in the constructors the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and now they've promoted me into the main team. I think there's a bit of pressure to bring them back to the top. So that's for sure the main goal right now.
And then any early things that you want to say about your teammate Freddie? I mean, I know a lot of people love Freddie on the grid. Like, what have you taken away from him so far?
Yeah, I met him during the boot camp. We spent quite a lot of time together. He's such a funny guy. I think people don't realize on the outside he's quite cold, he's quite quiet, he doesn't say much, but he's absolutely hilarious. And it helps that he's probably the most consistent driver on the grid. He's an absolute alien. So I can expect him to be at the top. It's me who needs to deliver to help him out so we can win the title.
And what's the culture like? How do you guys prepare for, whether it's even just season, races, what do you guys go in as a culture base within Red Bull?
So it's quite structured. We'll have I'd say around June, July, before the season starts, we'll have a schedule made. So it'll be typically 9 a.m. we'd all get on UK time. We'd practice for 2 to 3 hours, take a scheduled break, come back on 2 to 3 hours. It was different last season because it was technically online, but Red Bull took us to the boot camp where we were all practicing together. But depending on what happens this season, I assume it'll be the same thing. Or hopefully, if it's LAN, then we'll all fly out together to the LAN and be practicing together beforehand for the races.
And if there is one driver on the grid, you know, maybe not even Freddie, let's take Freddie out for now, that you like really respect and you think there's somebody that you look up to as an esports driver, who would that be?
If I had to go with one driver, I would say Lucas Blakely. Mm-hmm. His work ethic is unbelievable. And also the fact that in 2018 and 2018, 2019, 2020, he struggled quite a lot. I believe he was right towards the bottom. So to see him come back and then eventually win the title, that's...
with McLaren, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's a mentality that I need to adopt. And also Marcel's work ethic is crazy. Mm-hmm. I found that out when I was working with him last season. So Yeah, them two, the guys who have that incredible work ethic is, the guys I respect.
Yeah, and just last question here. I know your career is super early on, but what's the most proudest moment you've had just in your whole simming career?
I think, firstly, just getting into F1 esports. That was with McLaren in 2021. But just that achievement of being one of 30 drivers in the world, mm-hmm. Right at the top, from just what started as just me being a kid playing the game for fun. So just remembering that you know, top 30 in the world, anything is quite impressive. And then I'd say specifically, it was last season, 2022, it was the second event. So we'd done the first event. It was my first races for Red Bull Racing, for AlphaTauri. And I did shocking. It was, you know, I had the expectation on me, and I did two races, and they both went terrible. And I think everyone could tell that I was feeling pretty down. I was feeling terrible. But then the next event, I came back, and I did two races and got two podiums.
Boom.
So, yeah.
Show them.
Yeah. I was really proud of that comeback, because I remember I was feeling terrible, but I just got straight back on the practice. I knew I could do it, and eventually I did. And since then, the confidence just been going up and up.
Love it. Well, that's awesome. Henny, what do you rate that?
That was a purple.
Purple? Yeah. All right.
Great shot. He's on provisional poll right now.
Provisional poll. We'll see how Josh does in the rapid fire round coming up. Welcome back to the Track Limits podcast. We are here with Josh, and we're entering the rapid fire round. Josh, are you ready?
I am. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. First question. If you could drive with any driver, living or dead, who would it be?
I think a prime Lewis Hamilton, you know, 2018 Lewis Hamilton.
Wait, you're saying he's not his prime?
No, I'm kidding.
What's the funniest or most embarrassing thing that happened to you during a race weekend?
Expose yourself. I know. I have asthma, and I think, well, during one of the practice races, I started really struggling to breathe, but luckily I kept my inhaler on my right by my PC, so just quickly doing that.
So you're like going through a turn, and it's like,
yeah. Back to racing.
I couldn't imagine if that happened to me, and they turn the cameras on me. I'm just like,
Fantastic. If you could have one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Probably fries, chips, as we call them in the UK. Nice. Yeah.
Truffle? No truffle?
No truffle.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. Yeah, we tried.
Yep. F123 or iRacing, if you had to choose one game to play for the rest of your life?
It has to be F123. That's just my specialty. Yeah. Even if iRacing's more of a sim, it's just my game, F1. So, boom. Yeah.
This does not have to be a racer, but if you had to switch lives with anybody in the world, who would it be and what would you do?
Oh, man.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah. Not a specific person, but a pilot. I want to fly. Okay. I would want to fly a plane.
Okay.
I think that's
a first. Yeah. Next one, guilty pleasure TV show that you would always watch.
Prison Break.
Wow. Oh, you're like my brother. Wow. He's watched it 10 times now. No
yeah,
joke.
It's a banger. Yeah.
Last question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Easy. Super speed.
Super speed?
Super speed, yeah.
Really? To like be able to run really quickly?
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, Josh, thanks so much for coming on. Where can people follow you if they want to stay along for your journey?
Twitter. Yep. I think that's my most active platform. But I'm also on Twitch sometimes, YouTube.
Yeah. We are going to link everything, guys, in the description below. Thanks again, Josh, for coming on. Good luck for this coming season.
Yes.
We are rooting you on. Yep. Hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. Feel free to leave a review, drop a like, and follow us on social media along with Josh. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.